You just joined us. You missed me mentioning that we're trying to make the Ed Sheeran experience as special as possible. We've all come through some tough times. There's no question about that. This is the first major concert back in Cork since you know what. It's the Thursday and Friday of next week. It's the Maybank holiday weekend. We're welcoming summer and we're kickstarting with a massive party. It's in Park Aquif. Sold out Thursday. There's tickets available for Friday. See Ed Sheeran in the round would be my recommendation. We've a number of things planned to make it special. Today is the day we start with number one. And it's number one for a reason. Two lads from the cabin, Knocknaheeny, Coben, Jamie. They call themselves Sparky and Jamie the King. The track is Make Ed Rebel Red, and this is its radio debut. Commissioned by Red FM. Thank you, Gary McCarthy. This is brilliant. Turn it up nice and loud. It's Pure Cork. Pure Cork. We hope Ed hears it.
Ed, the minute you land in Cork, you better give us a call now. I'll have my entourage meet your entourage. We'll show you around the north side. We'll bring our mums too.
Sound, break it down, thinking of making a new sound. Playing a different show every night in front of a new crowd. That's new now. Chow seems to laugh, is great now. See me, see me, see me.
Dirty Capitan, we represent. So Ed, you gotta turn red and red. Anywhere else, get it out of your head. We'll make you pure Cork like a barn of bread. I bet you thought you were done with me. Playing pencil nose with Tubridy. Me and Jamie on the toy show, no fearing. Big shout out to my bro Ed Sheeran. But Ed, gotta get it in your head. To move Cork, we paint the town red. Hang out with Sparky down at the marquee. Chillin' at Parky Queen, we gon' party. I went to gigs over, no fuss. We'll head to the cabin and the 202 bus. And Knocknaheeny to hang with Jamie. We're keeping it real north side of the Lee. Around here, yeah, we do it well. Tunes ringing through the city like the Shannon bells. Me and you, we can make bangers. I know you wanna be a Cork legend. The Recapitan, we represent. So you gotta turn red and red. Anywhere else, get it out of your head. We make you pure Cork like a barn of bread. The Recapitan, we represent. So Ed, you gotta turn red and red. Anywhere else, get it out of your head. We make you pure Cork like a barn of bread.
You need me
on a track with you.
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 You need
the boys on a track with you.
You need
Sparky on a track with you.
Sparky, Jamie the King, Make Ed Rebel Red. You'll be hearing more of that.
Dave Max Drive. Welcome to the real capital, Mr. Sheeran. From your friendly local, Ed FM.
Do you want to win $2,500?
Yeah,
what? All you have to do is guess what the song is, alright, and we'll give you some pocket money to come out with us in Cork after your concert.
Right, Ed, this is our 7:45 secret sound on Red Breakfast. What do you think it is, Ed Sheeran, for €2,500?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, Ed, come on.
We're rooting for you.
Hello, bye.
Is it like a chair creaking? No, it's not, is it?
No, better luck with cancer, Ed.
It's not, Ed. Ed,
legend.
It's absolutely a pleasure to speak to you. We can't wait to see you here in Cork. And if you need any more walk-in tips on places to go or maybe spots for, you know, refreshments, Rob will sort you out.
Thank you.
Nice one, Ed.
Thanks, Ed.
Bye.
So
bye.
Why? That'd be like a song thing in the morning.
Yeah,
a
secret sound. Keith's fault, teeth smash. So, are you looking to get them fixed, or do you want to borrow the brother-in-law's?
Well, I'm going to try the brother-in-law's one now, right?
Yeah.
And if they don't fit me, because should we all have the same amount of teeth, haven't we?
Yeah, well, assuming you have a full set of dentures, are they all false?
Or the whole family, I'm the top of my head. I have the toad in my head, that's what, and I'm going up there and I'll have to be smiling the whole lot.
So you know? couldn't go to the confirmation without your teeth, no? People would know.
The granddaughter wouldn't even go, Neil. He rang me and all that. Granddaughter, you can't go up like that.
Because you wouldn't be able to stand in for photographs. You wouldn't be able, are you going for a bit of lunch after it?
Well, we're going for lunch after, all right, that's all I could have is the soup. But I can't do that.
Soup and a straw, is it?
soup with a straw.
So what if I can get them fixed before midday? Have we time?
Well, you know what time is the note? It's 11:05 there.
No, it's not. It's 12 minutes past 11.
12 minutes past 11, right? But the brother-in-law's on the way down now, Neil, right, with his.
Wait, how long will he be?
He'll be about 5 minutes, he said. I know that the neighbours have to hear, and she'll be spared as well.
So we have two sets that you can try. You don't sound as if you're talking to me without teeth in, though, Keith.
I know it's a niche that I'm used to without them all the time.
I'm going to talk to you when you've been talking to me like that. Is it fair to me?
No, I can talk to you normally for talking, Neil, you know what I mean? Like, I've been practicing since I was... My neighbour is out now, Kathleen, and she's going to get... I'm going to try her ones on.
Do you want to try them while you're talking to me there?
Wait a moment, no. Kathleen! Kathleen!
See if we can...
Have you a false teeth there on ya? Give us your false teeth there, let's take there. A minute there,
you better you better wash them first.
I know, she's trained. Kathleen is spotless.
You can't put them in unless you wash them first. Run them under a bit of fairy liquid or something.
Hold on, let's take. Hold on, I just trying to get them in.
You're made of mighty stuff.
Those are the news headlines. I'll have more at 7.
Thank you, Breda. Can you imagine giving Neil Prendeville grief?
I wouldn't dare.
Yeah, I know. Nor would I. Can you imagine?
I know my face.
The look. You'd have the look. It'd be the look of ice. You'd just be like, you'd be like Han Solo in the first Star Wars. You'd just be like stuck in the yoke. Anyway, listeners, I guess they can, you know, they can't see him looking at them. We're giving him grief.
God, they're very brave people altogether. Very brave.
Giving Neil Prendeville grief over his choice of summer songs. Now, I must admit, one or two of the choices, I was like, is that a summer song? Anyway, he decided to go out and ask the good people of Cork, what is their favourite summer song?
You're asking what the greatest summer song ever is.
You know, the Maya Who song.
I love the Beach Boys, Good Vibrations. Good vibrations. Just happy and vibrant and fun. Black Magic.
How does that go? I don't know.
Black Magic. I work your voodoo on it. Like a pure summer song made to go drinking and all of it.
Well, sure, I suppose it has to be Peter Andre, Mysterious Girl, I suppose, is it?
What?
Is that your favourite, is it?
No, it's our favourite.
Oh, he dumped her in it. No, they're not summer songs either, are they? Mind you, I heard Neil play Macarena today. Good, yeah, I guess. Maybe like summer cheesy Spanish songs, is that it? Cork's Red
FM. Hey, this is Gavin James. You're listening to Dave Max Drive on Cork's Red FM.
7 to 10 degrees Celsius.
It's just after 7 p.m. It's time to count down the biggest songs in Cork. This is the Top 7 at 7 on Red Hits with Katie Jane.
Good evening. You're very welcome along. It is Katie Jane with you now all the way through till midnight tonight. About to kick off the Top 7 at 7. A voucher for Dino's Family Chip Shop to give away in a little while, if you can tell me the name of tonight's throwback track. In at number 7 tonight, it's Brooke with That's Rich.
The Top 7 at 7 on Cork's Red FM.
Maybell and Jax Jones with Galantis. That's Good Luck on Cork's hit music station, Red FM.
Cork's Red FM.
Ava Max before that as well on Red Hits with So Am I. It's Katie Jane with you through till midnight. Right now, though, it's time to give away a voucher for Dino's Family Chip Shop. I'm going to ring somebody to get the answer for tonight's throwback. Bear with me. I'll push some buttons here. Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hello, is that Sean?
It is.
Sean, how are you? It's Katie Jane on Red Hits.
How are you?
I'm not too bad. What are you up to?
I'm just on the way home there to drop my mother a hammer. I'm at the loo.
Say that again. I lost you.
I'm dropping home my mother's hammer. I took it off her at home.
Oh, very good. And was she missing it? She was.
She was. She texted me yesterday looking for a rose inside in the pub and couldn't bring it home to her.
Amazing. I'm so glad I asked you what you were doing. That's all right. Come here. Do you know the name of tonight's throwback track?
Whenever, Wherever.
Bye.
Shakira.
Good man. Would you give that a few shapes? You would?
I would.
That's the job. Come here. I'll give you a voucher for Dino's. All right.
Super. Thank you.
Cheers, Sean. Talk to you soon. Have a good week. Bye.
You too. Bye. Ow. Pull out a throwback. You know that.
Katie Jane's throwback track. Like a throwback.
Kygo and Whitney Houston, Higher Love. It's 14 minutes to 9 o'clock now. It's Red Breakfast with Kira, Laura and Rob Heffernan.
Guys, very exciting news. Love is Blind reunion special is on this Friday on Netflix. For anyone that doesn't know what Love is Blind is, it is a reality dating show where people meet each other and get engaged without ever having seen each other. And we've put together our very own Love is Blind Cork style.
Hello and welcome to Love is Blind, the experiment that asks, can you fall in love sight unseen? Can you love someone without ever having seen them? Can you form an emotional bond that will last the test of time? Is love truly blind? The pods are open and our couples are ready to meet each other. John is talking to Sarah in the first pod.
All right, Sarah girl, how are you?
All right, John and Grand.
I actually have a sister called Sarah.
I have a brother called John.
Sarah.
John.
Oh, for God's sake, that's my sister.
John.
What?
Mam says, will you ever answer your WhatsApps?
Oh dear. Meanwhile, over in another pod, Paul is talking to Leslie.
And I work in Mahon Point, in the Boots.
Oh my God, my mam works in the Boots in Mahon Point. Are you Paul Murphy?
I am, yeah.
Oh my God, like the Paul Murphy whose dad used to play for the Glen.
Yeah.
The Paul Murphy who has a brother Neil and a sister Liz who works in Murphy's Rock.
Yeah, Leslie, that's me. Oh my God, Leslie, will you marry me?
I will, yeah. My ma says you're bad news.
Oh dear. Lassie, Philip and Anne are in another pod.
And what's your favourite part of Cork City?
Shandon. What's your favourite place outside of the city?
Garryvaugh. What's your favourite Cork song besides The Banks of My Own Lovely Lee?
After all, by the Frank and the Walters.
Oh my God, Anne, I love you as much as Cork. Will you marry me?
I will! Up the rebels!
And so when it comes to Cork, it seems that love truly is blind.
This is Red FM's news feed.
Are you going shopping, Erin?
Oh, okay. Who am I speaking to?
Nigel Sweetenham. I'm chairman of the IFA National Poultry Committee. I'm a poultry farmer from Kinsale.
And Nigel, you're getting a little bit of abuse here this morning from customers, from Dunster's customers. How are you feeling about that?
I'd much rather be at home minding my chickens and looking after my farm. But we've come to a stage here, we've been looking to meet with Dunn's since before Christmas. Our costs have gone through the roof. I'm looking for a future for my three sons who are at home farming with me. All we want is engagement from Dunstores. That's the key here.
Some of the sounds from the car park at Dunstores Bishopstown Court in the past hour as farmers continue their protest, with tractors parked up in the car park and on one of the entry points into the supermarket. They say they'll continue their blockade until management at Dunstores agree to enter into talks over the price they're getting for their produce. The Irish Farmers Association say they've been engaging with most of the major retailers and requested a meeting with Dunstores in early January, but to date they say Duns have refused to meet with them. The IFA say pig, poultry and horticulture farmers are experiencing severe difficulties with rising costs in relation to feed, energy and fertiliser, and they're seeking their produce be sold for a higher price due to the rising costs of production. Tim Cullinan, president of the IFA, spoke to Red FM News in the past half hour. He says they would rather be working their farms today but have no choice but to raise the serious issues facing their members.
No, we're not stopping. The workers from Dunstores are going into their jobs this morning. You know, we don't want to be impacted on people's livelihoods, but I would say to the general public, John, we would like support around this issue now, and just think about shopping in Dunstores at the moment, because if every other retailer has agreed to engage with their suppliers, they're willing to at least engage. No engagement from an Irish store, it's just not good enough.
Leon was home, or was he on the streets, or would he come and go, or would he come and visit you?
But my rules, Leon couldn't accept him. And he'd come back and he'd say, Mom, I'll try to get clean. And I'd say, go on, there's a beggar. And Monday morning it would come and Leon would go out the door. And God love us, I wouldn't see him. Till I might see him under a tent or sitting on the floor. Some days I'd go over and give him a sandwich, but he mightn't have known me.
Oh, Christine, your misfortune. You would see him, you would approach him, and he wouldn't recognise you as his mother.
No. So we tried. I had a stepdaughter in Wales. She came over and took him back. He was over there for about 2 months. Came back on the ferry, got on the bus, got off at Turner Place, and went back onto the heroin.
Government of Ireland. The Neil Prendeville Show.
I am still living with a leaky roof that you built.
No, you're not.
You know that thunder shower that we had there a couple of days ago? Did water come into the house through the ceiling and through the roof?
No, it didn't.
Lads, either it did or
you haven't been here.
Surely you'd want to go back and put it right once and for all so you can put this behind
you. I wouldn't have him back, Neil. I wouldn't go back, Neil.
But I took responsibility for the initial leak and we fixed it. Like, nothing but troubles from day one. She wanted everything done for nothing.
Well, I'm living with a leak in my roof. You built my extension. Take responsibility for it.
The Neil Prendeville Show.
With Tesco, where you won't pay more for the products that matter most to you. Tesco, every little helps.
Red FM weather.
With Casey's Furniture, celebrating 100 years in business with our biggest ever summer savings. In store and online now.
Oh, drama! I love a good row. Oh, I love a good row on Neil. Oh, yes. Rubbing my hands to that one. Oh, I love a good, leaky roof and a row down the phone. Oh, yes. Neil Prendeville's on after 9 o'clock. Out the window weather with Laura O'Mahony this morning.
Calm and mild but cloudy.
Shaken, not stirred at the spectre that the world is not enough. Before the skyfall, let us offer you a quantum of solace.
That's not funny, 007.
Join us in the Casino Royale on Red FM to win your way to see Bond. James Bond.
I must be dreaming.
Bond 25. No Time to Die opens Thursday, September 30th. And we have the invite for you and a pal to see it on us at the Gate Cinema North Main Street.
Where the hell have you been?
And we'll throw in popcorn and drinks, too.
Shaken, not stirred.
Stay listening across the day to all your favorite Red FM shows to join us at the gate this Thursday for the brand new Bond, James Bond.
I think you got the point.
Red FM, hello, who's this?
Izzy's TikTok tune.
Whoa, 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 oh. Yes, I do this every week. It's a song that I'm loving that I'm hearing on TikTok at the moment or Instagram Reels. And I wanted to play you this because these guys are Irish. I actually caught up with them a while ago. And if you want to learn more about them, they're called Belters Only. The interview is on redfm.ie. Really, really talented producers making fantastic music. And this is their latest single. It's called Don't Stop Just Yet. It's our TikTok song of the day right here on Cork's Red FM.
Cork's Red FM with Tones and I at Dance Monkey. I'm Phil, Portugal Man, and we had a Feel It Still. Kelly from Red FM News. How are you, Kelly?
Hi, Phil.
Have you been on Twitter?
No.
Okay, all right. Okay.
I don't want to know. I think they think it's me.
Hang on. All right. If you're listening, right, during the 2 o'clock news, Kelly, you were doing the news.
I was. Right. Trying to do news.
All right. And for any of the missed it, right, I'm actually kind of glad it's a serious story, but there's a lot of bigger stories. But this particular story was going out on air, and I obviously was a little bit distracted. Have a listen. All right, something like this. Earlier on at 2.
The Teachers Union of Ireland says there's no justification for providing a hybrid leaving cert option this year.
All right, so that was all fine, right? You were doing your thing.
Sounding unreal.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, do
no
your
mistakes
thing.
There.
No, but yes. Then this happens.
In this year, Cork TD, Donica O'Callaghan and Fine Gael, Senator Rena Doherty have called for students to have the choice to sit their exam.
How did I keep going?
You got some dirty look, Phil.
The thing is, right, we're in glass studios here at the moment, right? So obviously, you were waving like mad. I had headphones off, wasn't looking at what I was doing. I've no defence here. All I can say is because normally around 2 o'clock, I kind of grab something to eat. I was having some soup here, and that's all I can say. So for any of those listening wondering, because Twitter just blew up, people are going, who was belching during the news?
It wasn't me. It was Homer Simpson over there, DJ Philip Burp or whatever you want to call yourself.
Absolutely. There's an old kids song, but burping in the outer space. Kelly's on the way, news at 3.
It's almost 3 o'clock.
Red FM, Shin, listen, dear Oscuilga, August is even the one hour on Shin August. It's going to go to the helm of Cypress Avenue on Tocton Show, August Show, cut a door to Danny Fwee.
Tommy, the Silga, more or less, you know, Tommy, Toha Fwee, you know, it's just a different rule. It, you know, Cypress Avenue, say on venue, on Cade venue, a Shinamwidge, yeah. Tommy the Silga Morlish.
Toshi the Henham live at the Marquee on Tocton Show come Ma Erin Ina August Kermikester caught the will on Ruddus Fjor Ayanov Nora Hagen Shea Quigley side August and will Ain Rudd special to Thorlu Egg live at the Marquee.
And Leinster Kacha Kuig Megadi Foda Island Vishishin Gain Talk. But you know, Ta Long Karja Gwyn Ikork August. Yeah, anything, any surprises? Oh, Ta Banakil Old Kirk. Darbalum True Tides Egg Jane of on support. So yeah, Tommy the on sauce to the
Tommy Tanu Gamora led Dull Hike the Coronas at Ekal. Kumai Konita Ekal alive at the Marquee. Kupla Blino Hin August Vishid Kohintach Erfad. Aksha on our own a bar lumpsa. Mark my words. Red FM, Latto, Mariah Carey, August, DJ Khaled, Big Energy. So, Mara Dort, may couple no me though in a tall on Ruddy, a talk the Nias Aaron Clore, a new Casula Peritigadi, the Westlife, a parky queeve, Toshi, the Tokuing, Aaron Daralo Deog, August and Trio Lo Deog, to meet Lunas, August Thomas, new Gumborlesh, August Aaron Ina, Honig, Shay Amok, Gawil, Kaya Willa Oskult on Kjolkurum, Emily Sande, August Wild Youth on Shaw Kirkig, August Begna Sugar Babes, August So. Sina Viva Imala Oclia Imi Ul. Ak must mean of Dolchig Westlife a parky queve Kaishiv Aced Amok Agor Ace Shaw.
You know how much that means. You found that special thing. You're flying without wings.
Nora Clushin Shiv on Auron Shin takes the Anam Colwell 2 August on Auron Westlife a Barliv. Ernoy on our own of Farlumsa, no flying without wings. Aknora Clush and Shivation takes another Octa Shea, a Octa Hain and another Kahar, a Hain and another Shea. Couple of voice notes, come on, Aaron Ivershin.
Aaron Shaw. Tom Susan Ishik Fall Rake and Dullquig and Jim. And Fade like Charlie Puth Light Switch, a Shenam Dom.
Kid Fawn again, Light Switch, a Tocht Aeneas, a Director Aish Sagala, Sweet Lovin'.
105.1 in y'all. Red FM's first dance.
Red FM, hello, who's this?
Hi, I was just ringing about the Bruno Mars song the entry for the...
Okay, let me just check there for a second now. Would your name be Noel?
No, it's not, no.
Is it Pamela?
No. Is it these are people that were better. We're in already, is it?
Is it Anne?
No, it's Ange.
Ange, is this yours?
Yeah.
Did you select this song, Ange?
My friend did, yeah, for her wedding.
Right, and where is she?
She is in Middleton.
Right. Could you get her to call me?
I could, of course, yeah. No bother at all.
Tell her I'll give her 10 minutes and she'll be a step closer to a fabulous prize.
Brilliant.
Nice.
Thank you
one.
Very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Good luck. Bye-bye. What's her name, bye-bye. By the way?
Glenda.
Her name is Glenda. Oh, I see her. Glenda Galvin. Get on to her. Get on to her.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Lady Gaga, Stupid Love. Is love stupid? I don't know.
Red FM's first dance.
Red FM, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Glenda Galvin.
Woo! Yes! We were looking
hello.
For you. We were looking for you. We were, yeah. Ange was in touch.
That's good.
Ange was in touch. She was. She said, come here, are you after playing my buddy's first dance song selection? I said, I might be. Who is she? She said, Glenda Galvin, Middleton. Eric Desmond. He's the man.
He is.
Did he get down on one knee?
He did.
Woo!
11 years ago.
Get out the yard now. No way.
No. Yes, mate.
And he said, I'd love you to marry me, but it'll only be when we win a fabulous prize on Cork's Red
exactly.
FM at some point in the future. Well, you are 100% a step closer to winning Red FM's first dance with Best Menswear, Michelle the Jewellers and Cinderella's Closet. So good job you, and good job Ange. Will she be a bridesmaid by any chance?
She is, indeed.
She is doing her job, huh?
She is.
Unbelievable. That's brilliant stuff. We have your details. We'll be in touch. If you're one of the two lucky couples who'll ultimately join me here in studio Thursday of next week for a little Mr. and Mrs. competition. Exciting times. Thank you for the call, Slán.
Breakfast this morning with Ray and Laura, we're chatting about Christmassy kind of things. I kind of overheard in passing that my name was mentioned when it came to Christmas and Christmas songs. Mark that it's the first day of November now. So, I mean, is it technically still too early? Is it still too early? Considering that the holly bough's out to play a Christmas song, lads. Text 0868104106 on that. And if we were to play one, or if I were to play one, I'm brave enough to do it now. What would it be? But here's a little clip. You could almost regard this as a challenge that was laid down, a duel, if you like, to me on breakfast this morning.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Do you know what? Neil would kill me if I did it before him. So I'm not going to do it. I couldn't ruin Christmas for Neil. The way his little eyes light up when he gets to play the first Christmas song of the year. I gotta give it to the man himself. And let Neil do the first Christmas song. And then once Neil declares it's okay, then we can do it. But, well, that's unless he does it today. If he plays the first Christmas song today, I'm still not going to play the polls tomorrow.
No, it's too late. You said it.
The way his little eyes would light up. I didn't know he looked so intently into my eyes, which is nice to hear. But what is he saying now? He's saying, if I don't play something now, he's going to do it in the morning. He's going to play the Pogues Fairy Tale of New York in the morning. So I think really I need to rise to the challenge, lads. And if you'll forgive me, for those of you that think that I'm gone bonkers, I think we have to get in ahead of breakfast and play the first Christmas song of the Christmas season. I just watched the text come in now. Annoyed, angry, frustrated. Happy maybe? Delighted? Either way, happy Christmas.
The lunatic, the absolute head case. Do you know what he did?
Go on.
He played Last Christmas by Wham.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
Neil.
Yeah, he played it. And I was looking at the Facebook, and then I'm up on my Twitter. I was being tagged in it. I was like, oh, Foley. Oh, Foley, he's done it now. Oh, Foley, you're going to have to do it now, Foley. Oh, Foley, Neil's disrespecting you, Foley. I don't know why all of my texters talk like that. It's very strange.
It's just the one fella.
It's actually a woman. Oh, Foley's doing it. He's going off for now, Foley. So I put up on my Twitter, I was like, he's a lunatic, he has to be stopped. And then loads of people are getting back. They're like, it's brilliant, love it, love the Christmas song. Now you have to do it now. A couple of people were like, oh, it's too early. But mostly, like the majority, said, play the Christmas song. He's a madman now. He's put me in a very difficult position.
Come on, Ray.
Here he is then, after he played the song.
Christmas has arrived on Red FM. The Breakfast Crew have now got to play one as well tomorrow. Half of this was getting in ahead of them, actually. He dropped the ball there, Foley. He dropped the ball. He should have done the business and played.
This is a very confrontational, his tone, his attitude.
He's trying to rise you, Ray. He knows how to push your buttons.
I shouldn't rise to it, Laura.
Don't rise to it, Ray.
He's like this all the time. By the way, this is giving you insight of what he's like around the office, by the way. This is what he's like. Chest, walking around the office, chest puffed up. Like one of those big beefy weightlifter guys in the gym.
Yeah.
We're lifting the weight. When they go, when they lift the weights. Walking around like a peacock. Around like the head boy. I'm the big cheese around here. So he talks to me, swear to God.
Yeah.
Very difficult workplace, let me tell you. So,
the Pogues, because now...
Oh, I should have played the Pogues. I wasn't going to play the Pogues. I was going to play Mariah. I'm going to play All I Want for Christmas. And because Neil Prendeville has opened the sluice gates this morning of Christmas, yesterday morning, rather, ladies and gentlemen, boys and... Sorry, wrong button. That's a secret sound. No, sorry, wrong button. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls... I am not playing a Christmas song.
Oh, Ray!
No, I'm not. Absolutely. The man's insane. He's crazy.